Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with Today Sotheby's International Realty in downtown San Carlos, and appreciate everyone logging on for this week's podcast. And as you'll see from the top of this post, I've entitled it A Report from the Front Lines of San Carlos Real Estate, because it very much has some war undertones for many buyers right now in San Carlos. And it is every property is a fight, and every day is kind of a new battle. And it is, for many of you that follow the San Carlos market closely, you know just how frustrating it has been for many buyers. And it's just not the buyers, believe me, it's the agents as well, trying to, you know, make sense of what happens each day. And with each passing week, we seem to play a game of one-up. And what I mean by one-up, and I'll use the typical San Carlos three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500-square-foot house as an example, is that what it goes for one week, it seems to be one-upped in price the following week. And this has been a trend not just, you know, the last month or two. This has really been a trend since last fall. And it seems to have escalated, and people's concerns seem to have escalated in terms of the desirability to get in, just simply because the spring inventory isn't anywhere close to our normal numbers. And so there is, you know, a little bit of sense of panic from buyers that, gosh, you know, I've got to get in, or I'm going to get one up next week. And that is, whenever you're dealing with a major purchase and there's a sense of panic, it's never a good thing. But let's just pause just for a quick moment here and kind of take a quick market survey. And let's start with the inventory. And so May 1st to May 15th each year typically is our high watermark in terms of inventory. In previous years, it's been closer to 60 all the way up to 75 active properties in San Carlos and all you single-family residences. This year, obviously, we're rapidly approaching that date. We only have about 13 homes in the market, and obviously a few of those are going to be turning pending quite quickly as they're just took offers within the last day or two. So the inventory, yes, it's clearly a concern. It's clearly way off the mark, but it may not be as bad as folks initially anticipate. And the reason behind that is because, you know, if we have five properties come on in February, five have come off the market. And so if six come on, five come off, and that's just kind of the game we've been playing. So the market's never really had an opportunity to insulate itself with properties that sit on the market. And so homes are just changing hands at a much faster pace. And so if you really kind of drill down and look at the inventory numbers, it's low. It's clearly low compared to other years, but it's not quite the dire situation that people are making it out to be. It's just simply we have, you know, extraordinarily heavy demand right now. And speaking of the buyer demand, it kind of begs the question, just how strong is the buyer demand and how long is it going to last? That's really what this all comes down to. If you're looking at, you know, in some of the, and I never like to use price per square foot as a end-all be-all metric on especially in residential real estate, because there are so many other factors that are involved. But nonetheless, it is a little bit of a data point. And, you know, for Howard Park and El Sereno and White Oaks, you know, trying to get to 600, 625 was the benchmark, you know, just about a year ago. And now you're going to see that totally blown out of the water by the time Q2 closes in 2013. Some of the properties closing recently, over 800, 900, and you're even going to see $1,000 a square foot, which is just, it was just incomprehensible even a year ago. And so, you know, pulling back and trying to analyze just how strong the buyer demand is and how far is this going to take us, that really, as mentioned, is the question. When we had that, you know, when the market evened out last time, and it was more than evening out, obviously it was a collapse nationwide of the housing market. There were signs that, you know, we wish we had diagnosed better at the time. This, I feel, would probably be more of a softening in the market rather than a crash, simply because the economy's on a better track, and, you know, homes are not being purchased with, you know, subprime loans, zero down, 5% down, 10% down. A majority of San Carlos homes are being purchased well in excess of 20% down. And but just how strong is this buyer demand right now? I can tell you, I do this every day, and, you know, I try to keep a pretty good tab on what's happening. I just am yet to see a crack in it. And, you know, every situation that I've been in for offers over the last few weeks has been, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 offers. That's just what it's been. And stuff kind of being blown away on asking prices. And I just haven't seen that let up. And so it leads me to believe that, you know, whatever is going to happen, you know, and you never know for sure, probably is not going to end anytime soon, just judging by the amount of buyers at open houses and the amount of calls we've, you know, been fortunate enough to get. And in some situations, you just can't help folks. For instance, you know, anybody who was kind of looking for under $1 million on the west side of San Carlos, you know, earlier in the year, you could do it with a two bedroom and get in west side San Carlos. I'm not so sure that you're going to get into the west side of San Carlos right now, even on a two bedroom, for under $1 million. And it's tough because a lot of the 2-1s started closing in the 900 range, then the high 900 range. And now you're going to see the 2-1s closing over $1 million and well over $1 million. And, you know, you have 2-1s on the east side closing at 800,000. And so it is, that's the type of atmosphere that's surrounding the San Carlos market right now. And now we'll obviously just take a quick look at multiple offer situations, and because that's obviously what we're dealing with here in San Carlos on virtually every property. And you know, I say this as, you know, someone who thinks analytically, and you know, I like to think has a little bit of common sense from time to time. And but this is kind of it. If you're not the offer that is willing to just go for it on every property and throw out a price that probably is not going to comp out and not going to make sense, you're not going to get the property. And I realize just how awful that sounds, but that is the market right now. And many buyers who have been through multiple offer situations and won and lost them are going to support that. You know, I've had many buyers lose and I've had some buyers win, but that is the market for the desirable home right now. You are not going to be able to comp out the price that the home's going to sell at because the market is moving so quickly. The comps simply aren't there to support it. Now, sooner or later, that is going to end. And the trick is not to be the last person that paid the one-up price in this type of market. That's really what it's all about. You know, just when that happens, though, that's the trick. And again, until we start to see some signs of softening, you know, that probably is still yet to come. Anyway, that's about it for the San Carlos Blog Podcast. I appreciate everyone logging on and happy to answer questions anytime. You'll see on the front page of the blog there is a question and answer section on the upper right, and people have used it very well. So thank you for doing that, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks.